Here's the podcast, episode five, the podcast on September 7th, the day before September 8th. We have five people, man, I'm having trouble with numbers today, five people here today. I'm here, Laura's here.
Hi.
Jack's here.
Ooh.
Nick's here.
Yo.
Hi, Chris. And Max is here.
Hey, and you know, I put on my Nick voice.
Oh, you were pretending to be Nick.
Yeah. Yo!
So there are five of us. There would have been six, but Aisha could not make it today. And Luke's hanging out in his room. All right. First piece. This is like news. I'll get to like the heavier bits of news later, so that'll foster discussion. But just regular news. Okay, yeah. Regular news. New Super Mario Bros. 2 details. It's going to be, because this is, 2 is poopy. This one's going to be good.
The background's great.
I know, and it's just like the good background's just changed my perspective on it. But it's going to be like Mario World, where it's like one big world, where it's like, you know, all the levels are scattered about the world. And, you know, some of the cool names of places in Mario World, like the Donut Land and stuff. They have cool places. This, like the Cookie Dome, the Forest of Illusions, like
really,
like that. Yeah,
really.
Illusion.
Oh, maybe they brought it back. I don't know what was it in.
Well, yeah, it was in the Super Mario.
There was the Vanilla Super Dome.
Yeah.
Well, now they have the Cookie Dome.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it sounds like it's
Vanilla
just,
Dome.
I just
back
it
to the
sounds
vanilla
like
dome.
It's gonna be good.
I'm fine with them moving away from the. You know, the Vanilla had its time. It had its time.
Yeah.
In a beautiful, wonderful, tremendous game, and now like they really need to kind of because they've been like kind of.
Have you heard about the gamepad features for it?
I have not.
So you can play with the Wiimote just like New Super Mario Bros. Wii.
Yes.
But someone can, if they want to be on the gamepad, they'll see the whole screen and they can click to place blocks. So you can like place them above people's heads when they jump or like below them to help them. So it's just another like thing where you can just like completely screw people up, just like
the
when playing normally.
The Kinect.
Or the voice commands on with Wii Speak playing Wheel of Fortune.
M-E? Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. No.
Well, what I thought was going to just go off, and then it would just shut down.
Yeah. And what we would do, we'd be playing like Wheel of Fortune, it'd be the other person's turn, and we'd just be like, X! And then it would guess X for the other team. So it'd just be a yelling match, and that was no good.
I think I played with you guys once.
Probably,
that was why I played with you guys once.
That's totally a party kill.
So is there any other stuff worth... Oh, it's kind of like, it's not linear, it's like you can go to various paths of levels and stuff. I mean, it's not like the story mode has several endings, but you can go to like different worlds in different orders.
Mario needs
whatever.
Different story endings.
There's
it needs a good and bad system, too.
It does, right?
Like in Sonic Adventure 2, bad.
Right, you can either stomp on the Toads or stomp on the Goombas. Toad, you don't want to summon him, though, because he's brittle, because he's 50.
He's 50 years old.
That's what we decided last podcast, because at the end of the, we still didn't come up with a list. Do that. it's fine, yeah. Here's a pencil. I don't have any paper for you, though. Oh, there's a notepad or something. Seven worlds confirmed. The Acorn Plains. Well, just listen to these. Just before you read those.
I
want to
step
names.
On squirrels.
The Acorn Plains, the Sparkling Waters, Frosted Glacier, Layer Cake Desert. That sounds really nice. Forest of Illusion and Sky World, but those aren't in any... So.
Yeah, and I mean...
What?
Like sand in my mouth.
Like,
eating a sand cake.
Sand cake.
No, that's not
sandy
nice.
Cakes.
Sandy cake layer cake desert. The Koopalings are back. Eh. Boom Boom is at the end of the Midworld Fortress. I don't know what that is.
Fortresses are like number and...
Does anyone want to take a guess at what the story is?
Peach
is
kidnapped.
By Bowser. And Mario has to...
Yep.
No,
Bowser has kidnapped Peach yet again. That's the story.
You think she'd just get a bodyguard with a gun?
You can't do that, Mario, because
Bowser.
That's just playing, like we said, it's just playing to the crap.
So
you don't want to play to the
cash
crap.
In, you cash.
So that actually, like, the more I see about that, just more, it just looks really nice. Layer Cake Desert, Cookie Dome. It's really nice. I love dessert-themed things. You know what I mean?
It makes me feel fat.
Layer cake dessert. It's dessert and dessert-themed at the same time.
That's
That's awesome. Okay, next piece of news. Mario Kart 7 and the Super Mario 3D Land are headed to the eShop. That's a rumor, though. Just, it's worth noting. Because then you can download them.
Is that the one you're, saving for me?
Yeah. No. Just wait. Okay.
Yeah, that way I don't have to walk and go outside and see people. I can just download
it. If you do this, they're just, it's clashing. The person working on Rayman says that the Wii U has tons of memory. It's a great system. It's fun to develop for. No limitations in terms of memory. It's a surprising machine. Full HD. 60 frames per second all the time. It prints money. It prints vouchers for money.
You can put your credit card inside
the disk slot. In the disk slot and buy things on the eShop.
That's how it should be.
Something about Dig Dug, but I don't care.
Dig Dug is an awesome game.
We'll save that for later because it's stuff. All right, now here's
it's
the
like
one you'll care about.
Minecraft.
Capcom confirms Ace Attorney 5 for 3DS coming to Japan and Europe and America. And it looks pretty good.
It looks good. I've seen it.
But it's all, it's like,
it's
like kind of
3D.
I wish they would have stopped. Don't touch my thing.
She's excited.
Let me see pictures.
All right, I'll scroll through them for you. There's Phoenix. But I actually,
I like their derpy expressions.
I actually prefer sprites, though.
Yeah.
Like, I wish they would have been, like, smooth, nice sprites instead of making, like,
yeah.
Here,
I
see some screenshots of it. Let's scroll through.
Oh, my God.
That looks nice, though, actually. I really like that. That's apparently Winston Paint's brother. And notice, there's no Maya Fey. Who's that girl? Who's that girl hanging
Why
out?
Is there no Maya?
I don't. Well, we don't know, but we haven't seen her yet.
No.
Maybe
why
she's gone missing,
weird?
And that's why Phoenix sucks again.
His suit. No, his suit looks different.
Well, I don't know. It's a whole different game.
He has the right to change suits.
Is it set after he quit?
I'm about to pull up the details
back?
For you. So,
spoilers?
I'll read the details. If producer, I don't care about this stuff. Wright's mysterious female partner will be revealed at TGS. Takes place 1 year after the fourth game. Wasn't the fourth game Apollo Justice?
Yeah.
So he's not a hobo anymore.
He's not a hobo anymore. And he has a daughter.
Who says?
Oh, sorry, spoilers.
That was in something.
From Apollo.
No one cares, really. Takes place 1 year after the fourth game. It begins as an explosion hits the courthouse. A high school girl named Shinobu is charged with a crime, and she's weak and can go into spasms at any moment.
That's a really important detail.
No, that would just make the case like really annoying for him, though.
Yeah.
It's just like,
oh,
trying to do something, you're supposed to be like, ah!
We'll face off against
Winston Payne's brother. Three screenshots, there's fully 3D characters. People can give facial expressions during testimony. Which means you have to like read their face. It's like a stupid game, L.A. Noire. And the guy who used to be involved with them is not fully involved because he's working on Professor Layton versus Ace Attorney. So,
oh my god.
Anyway, that's confirmed. It probably will come out in like the middle of next year. Actually, maybe a little bit after. But worth noting for some people who care, Jack, you don't anymore. But
what?
Super Smash Brothers.
What do you mean I don't care?
Is available from Nintendo as a downloadable reward, the N64. But you already bought it.
That's
why you don't care.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of getting it, though, because it's only 200 coins.
There's something about
it. I have way more than 200 coins.
There's something in it that is...
I agree with you.
It does better than
completely
all
agree with you.
Sequels. But.
Do you think when Virtual Console games are played on the Wii U, because they will transfer over, they'll still have the delay?
What's that, Nintendo?
I
should do. They don't let me talk to them. They don't like me.
You're not cool enough. Also. You will be though. You will be.
Why haven't I asked someone about
that? I'm losing my ear. I need to practice.
Ears falling off.
But delay probably not
out of your head.
So does that mean that Wii games won't have a delay
that's
anymore?
That's pure conjecture. That's 100%.
Like,
let's hope.
Oh, with the HC thing?
It's purely conjecture. Yeah, because like, I know
that got annoying.
Eventually
about
it kind of like fades away. But I noticed like playing on hers when we turn off the delay, it's still hugely delayed compared to playing on SD TV.
There'll be delays, yeah. If you're playing.
Because Wii U game won't have delays because they'll be encoded in HD. But I wonder if the cords will encode Wii games into HD.
Probably not.
That's, I hope,
again,
though.
Again, pure conjecture.
But knowing Nintendo, probably not.
Yeah.
They really don't care about technology enough to do anything about it. Here's something funny. Jerry Lambert, the actor behind Sony's Kevin Butler, appeared in an ad promoting the Wii.
It
was an ad for, like, a car company or something. Bridgestone. Bridgestone, the tire company, and they're like, well, you can win a Wii, and he's sitting there like playing Wii and like, win the Wii, I'm Kevin Butler. But he does, he's not Kevin Butler, he's just like the guy. But it just made me laugh.
I'm pause.
What's up? No, it's fine, just leave it. No, I don't want to hear about that. Nintendo Land details. Oh, I just wanted to read one bit of Nintendo Land details from Game Informer. Jack, you might be interested in this. Nintendo Land, one detail. You can ride a small train to and from attractions.
True and from.
I thought you would enjoy that. And
yeah,
nice. You can ride a small train.
That's nice.
Oh, and that Metro game we played at E3, the one where it's like the you shoot the people on the ground or whatever, that was confirmed to be in it, which is good. Everything else you can read on the website. No, I already read about that. Okay, so here is some actual good news. First of all, I want to talk about this, which ticked me the dookie off. Rhythm Thief. How much is Rhythm Thief? How much does that
bucks.
Cost you? It cost you 40 god dang dollars, right?
Earned dollars.
It's been out for like a month, right? Something
yep.
like that?
Yep.
Guess who gets it for $0?
Stupid
iPads. $0.
Just like scribble notes.
$40 they charge us for that game. Then they go and they put it on the thing for not even $1.
I mean,
$0.
It's really odd to me that they would do that. That doesn't honestly seem like a...
No, because you know what they said? They said, well, we certainly can't charge more than $1. And they, so basically,
like,
they're just saying...
they just charge...
You know, Nintendo fans will just pay for anything, so...
This isn't a Nintendo game.
Well, what is it for?
It's for 3DS, but it's not a Nintendo game.
Well,
Rhythm
well.
Thief is...
It was more fun on... It's really fun on the DS.
Rhythm Thurf. Rhythm Thief... No, it definitely is better on the DS. I'm not arguing that, but it's just like... Why don't they put it on this for $10 and then use the profits from that to release it on the DS for $20? That'd be fine. Why don't they do that? But I don't know. They won't, though. I just wanted to say that because it... Just like Scribblenauts. Scribblenauts was a little different, though, because it came significantly later. It's a Sega game. Not a Nintendo game, so... Sega's not... No! So they charge $30-$40 on the goddang DS. Charge zero zip zickety dilch on the iOS, which ticked me off. Okay, here's something interesting that I want to talk about. Renegade Kid, our good friends.
Yes.
Good friends at Renegade Kid, our friend at Renegade Kid, Jules. He says, you might be asking yourself, why should I vote for Muds on Steam? He's trying to get Muds on the Steam, so people can buy it there. When you may already have Muds on the 3DS, or you're waiting for the 20 new granny levels to land on the eShop, which is totally going to happen as a free update. Okay, so he mentioned this kind of in passing. They're called the granny levels because you play as the granny, and it's like just very difficult.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just silly.
Like she's not as agile as her grandson.
No, she actually has all the power-ups. That's her thing.
Oh, okay.
So she has the gun and the thing all at the same time. Because you can only have one at a time in regular Muds.
Yep.
So here's something interesting. Why does Activision have to charge $10 for maps, but this guy, very small developer, can put out 20 brand new levels that he coded himself for $0?
Either he's...
Because people will buy them.
Because he's really nice.
No, it's just Activision has to pay a bunch of people. He did it himself.
Nah.
I don't think it's like that. I think it's more...
But how much money do they make off Call of Duty Black Ops?
I think that's...
Seriously, they made
yeah.
they sold like 13 gajillion... They sold like 13 million copies in the first like 2 weeks.
Activision realizes how to make money.
Do you understand how much money that is? That's minimum $50 times 13 million.
To get the game packs and the game itself, if you got the game new, it was $100-something.
Yeah.
It's absurd.
Yeah.
It's absolutely absurd.
Special edition.
And this guy who makes much less money than Activision puts him out for free.
Well, he doesn't have investors. That's why he can
what
do it.
What if he was
he's
born a millionaire?
That's a good point, actually.
Because
Jules is born a millionaire.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a viable option.
Are relying on the company to make the money. This guy is relying
he
on
also,
himself.
But they already
yeah.
make so much money.
Yeah, but they have thousands of investors. So
yeah.
They need to make a lot of money, too.
They don't need to make any more money.
Yeah, well,
they do.
They're pressuring the company to make money, and that's how the company
I think
works.
That's stupid.
He could also like see it,
and
this
and
is
it's
like
dumb.
Well, that's why you should have a privately traded game company, then, Austin.
This isn't probably...
$650 million they made within the first month of putting just Black Ops, not any of their other games. Not Guitar Hero, not Modern Warfare 7, not
whatever
anything.
Happened to Guitar Hero?
I don't know. Stop.
They just decided.
$650 million on the one game.
Right.
$10 for a map pack. Three maps. $10.
Yeah.
Come on.
$3 per
month.
See,
people
how
enjoy
do people,
mindless repetitive
it's,
fun where
that's
you do
fine,
the same tasks over and over.
How do people go, you know what's definitely worth it? 3 maps for $10.
Yeah, no, I mean, they just see...
You know how many games you could buy for $10 if you bought them on, like, PS2 or on the iPad?
Yeah, I mean, but, like, it's really smart because people say, oh, it's just $10, you know, it's just they see it as kind of...
Yeah, but you
see,
okay,
like,
imagine they put Scribblenauts for
$10.
$9.99. Oh, like, yeah.
So it's like... I mean, there's a reason everything
yeah,
at 99
yeah.
cents. So you always think it's a better deal than if it's at an even number.
Subconsciously.
Yeah, they said they would sell more pricing stuff at, like, $9.99 than they would pricing it at, like, $6. Which is weird because people, you know, like have a tendency to. It was actually like $59.99 versus $56, but regardless, I think that's really stupid. It's really, really stupid.
Yeah.
It doesn't make no goddamn sense.
Are Wii U games gonna cost $60?
I bet.
Mm-hmm.
I would be willing to bet. At least the system's not gonna cost $700. Like I guarantee you, the next Sony Microsoft systems will. And that's with them taking a loss. Nintendo won't take a loss. They're going to take probably the smallest gain they've ever taken on a console, but they won't take a loss, and it'll be $250.
I'm still going to throw in my money.
I'm definitely.
You know, I'm probably not going to buy the next generation of consoles.
Yeah, I'm
going to buy just a high-end PC first, and then.
Anyone just more, especially with the type of games you like, definitely worth it. Definitely much a better.
I regret buying
much
the PS3 now because.
Oh, you got a lot of good stuff.
Well, Uncharted. But like almost all the Uncharted and Metal Gear Solid are basically it, but almost all the games are available on a PC.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly how. But that's kind of how I feel about PS360. You know, like all the games on one are pretty much available on the other. You got like two or three, but you know, it's worth it to buy the Wii because you know you can't find those games any goddamn where else. Any Svidukal Jungen where else?
Although
on anywhere.
Well,
yeah,
you can find them in your trash can and
yeah.
up your butt, but not on any other consoles. It's because they're bad.
Yeah, it's because they're bad.
Rumors abound, actually, that the Wii U is going to be like a equal in power difference from the next generation of Sony Microsoft as the Wii is to the PS3 and 360. So it actually completely, you don't believe it? Yeah, because it is like, how much more powerful can you get?
Why aren't they just saying what it is?
I don't know.
Eventually, it's all going to be on the cloud.
They work
anyways.
In mystical things.
They're not like going to have consoles.
Yeah, eventually. I'm pretty sure that's
But
true.
They have gnomes cramming RAM into this
Valve.
System.
Yep.
Valve said... There's not enough innovation and unique stuff in the consoles, therefore we're making our own.
So they're going to release their console with Half-Life 3 at launch. It'll be the only game for it. And
why
they
don't
make millions and millions of dollars because everyone wants to play Half-Life 3.
Why don't they make answer the Wii U if they're worried about innovation? Seriously? Or the Wii?
Gabe
come on.
Nintendo.
I know, but like they come out and they say, there's no innovation in the games industry. None of it. And then they say, well, we're going to make our own console. Ignore the fact that the DS, the 3DS, the Wii U are all completely
all
different.
They're all just rehashes.
Rehashes
of
each other.
iPhone.
Yep.
Yeah, who does like...
You know who did touchscreens before the iPhone, Nick?
ATMs.
The DS. The DS popularized touchscreens before any of that crap came out.
I'm pretty sure...
So you shut this fight.
I'm pretty sure I was using a touchscreen on an ATM in the 90s.
Yeah, but that wasn't popularized. Everyone hated those because they sucked. It was like
those
stupid Pete. That's true. That's true. They actually
they give
did
you
print
your
money.
Well, better than not.
If you're
money.
Taking it and you're losing.
What's that bottom on top 10 things to create in?
Oh, we're doing
we're
lists now.
No, well, at the end of every podcast, we do a list.
That's not Scribblenauts.
So I'm trying to decide. Medical enemies. What's a
I
medical
know.
Enemy?
Every time you stomp on them, they
means.
Heal you.
Like,
the top 10 advertisements for Nintendo cars?
Oh.
What are these lists you're coming up with?
Top 10 the lists.
Did I write cars and then games?
Oh, that looks like cars.
Okay.
That really does
like
look like
cars. Well, it's on the list.
Okay, is menial, as in like smaller enemies that kind of are the bread and butter and of like the
Oh,
kind of
like
Goombas
or so not like bosses and but just like nonsense enemies? Maybe. Last piece of news. Okay, I want to preface this by saying it's not true. Nothing about what I'm going to say is true. Do not get excited. It's just crap that people made up. We didn't even post it on the site because me and Valet were like, yeah, that's just nonsense. We're not even going to bother. A lot of other people did. Like, some people, like O&M, Official Nintendo Magazine, didn't. And people were just like, so, this is not true. Please don't get excited.
Yeah.
But we're talking about it here because a lot of people... Aisha was yelling at it. She was like, it's true! It's true! And it's not true.
What is it?
It's about Zelda on the Wii U, and it's not True.
I got all the predictions you need right here. It's going to be a rehash of all the Zelda games, interesting gimmick, new animal.
If it was
play,
what these people are going to say.
Water jug.
Right there, Majora's Mask.
Instrument. Press A.
Majora's Mask.
Play the spoons.
It would be better than the harp.
Be better than Skyward Sword.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, you just.
I felt so retarded.
Yeah, I know. I was like,
everything about the Mortal Kombat game was
like,
flawless, except that crap.
Also,
it
the
was,
graphics. Also, the game.
Graphics were
the
easily
enemies,
the best. I'm not getting into this. Shut up. All right. So, rumors. This is all rumors, and by rumors I mean it's not true. Anyone who says this rumor is an idiot, and they haven't done this for.
It's possibly true.
It's not true. I'm seriously. It is not. Nintendo has never let anything leak about any Zelda game, and beyond that. They just put out Skyward Sword. This is not Zelda's not going to come out until probably 2015 or 2014 at the earliest.
2030. At least with Half-Life 3.
Okay, so basically the gist of this is that they're going like the Rockstar Grand Theft Auto territory and just making a huge like massive kind of open worldish type game.
Oh yeah, that's,
I'm just going to read. I'm just going to. I know
dingling.
Exactly. It's complete to me. This person claims that they're working with it, and they claim, oh, I've been good on the past, so whatever. It's a four-year development cycle with a new console, new technology, and a new engine. It'll
slow
end
down.
Up, it's fine. It'll end up being the most expensive game they've made to date. I would believe that. It's a huge investment for Nintendo in money and manpower. This is Rockstar GTA territory. Let me go a little bit more in-depth here. He also says, the first test dungeon they made was a giant forest running on early and buggy Wii U hardware. The dungeon was bigger than Hyrule Field and Ocarina of Time. The whole thing is one dungeon, gamepad to navigate, avoid traps, follow clues. It's a dark, lush, huge forest the size of Hyrule Field. You have
Wait.
To cut your way through some of it. It's the scope and details are unlike anything you've seen in a Zelda game. So, essentially, someone said, you know what people would really like to hear about? If Zelda was as detailed and big as Grand Theft Auto. And then they posted it on their website claiming to be some source and crap.
Wait a minute. They're saying that it's just one big dungeon?
No, they're saying like there's one dungeon that is the size of Hyrule Field. That's not even really a dungeon. It's more of just like a giant forest, kind of like with clues, and it's more like exploration.
Oh, yeah, it's one of those.
As opposed to, you know, like
So they're
room,
saying
room.
In the game there will be... There's just
they
one
made,
dungeon.
Not even necessarily that. They're saying that... The people who were working on it made one test dungeon, and that's what they made. So they're testing out, they're not, but they say they are, testing out a scope of something closer to like Grand Theft Auto, like giant big cities and things like that.
Is there anything wrong with that?
No, but other than that it's not true, no, it's fine.
Okay.
I'll talk about how I feel about it in a minute, but he also says, at least one of the hardware features added to the gamepad were solely implemented because the Zelda team figured out they could do something cool with it. So he's saying... They thought of something to do in Zelda and then added that to the gamepad, some feature, don't know what it is. Zelda designers started sketching out concepts as soon as Nintendo decided to include a screen with a new console. Everything in the game is built around the controller and its unique abilities. Every single feature in the controller is used to its full potential. So everyone was really getting all...
I'd like a game like that.
Up in a bundle.
Yeah,
exactly.
All the potential of that controller.
And you know why this gets people hits on their website? Because everyone's like... Man, wouldn't that be cool? And they like kind of convince themselves it might be true because it would be so cool, even though it. I don't know if I agree with it, maybe. I don't know how I would feel about a open worldish Zelda.
I'd still throw my money at it.
Though they also said they're
Zelda.
Sticking with a Skyward Sword art
Cyberpunk.
Style. They're sticking with a Skyward Sword type art style. And it's not true. We've been over this. None of this is true. They've never stuck with a
One
certain
art
style beyond a certain console, except for Spirit Tracks. And that
yes.
crap, that junk that they did. And Spirit Tracks and Phantom Hourglass are still a little bit different, but essentially.
Well, it's still on the same system.
No, but Wind Waker to
okay.
Phantom Hourglass. But beyond that, they've never jumped an art style from console to console.
Wind Waker, the last good Zelda game.
Oh, yeah, from console to console.
I really like Skyward Sword.
Actually,
man.
It's more of like Phantom
Doo-Doo
Tracks.
To be fair, I haven't played the handheld ones.
What was it called? Spirit Tracks? Yeah.
Don't bother.
No, yeah.
Phantom
Spirit
Hourglass
Tracks is just like, bleh. Phantom Hourglass was... Yeah.
Phantom Hourglass just makes
anyway,
me
so this is not true. Don't get too up in a tizzy. But let's say they did make a giant open world... a giant open world Skyward Sword art style Zelda game.
Yeah.
Would you like it?
It?
Oh, well, of course you'd buy it. But
I mean,
would you think that's a good idea?
Only if you can kill hookers.
Oh, you can. Yeah, no. Zelda is not even a princess in this. She is just a hooker.
Yeah, it was Grand Theft Auto with the horse.
That is
like Red Dead Redemption, but with a sword.
That does kind of coincide.
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto with a horse So it's like Red Dead Redemption
with
a sword.
Yeah. And castles and stuff.
Yeah.
See, the only problem I have with that is that those those characters have to be very colorful.
I know.
As they were in Skyward.
Exactly.
Sword.
They should
or else
be.
It will disappoint me, you know?
Exactly. They, you gotta
those
go with
NPCs,
the... I hate people who are like, man, they need to make a realistic
yeah.
open Zelda. Shut
no,
up!
They need to make a
Shut
Zelda
up.
With, like, four areas, at least... Because three areas.
Yeah,
because
three.
Can,
three,
I, can
three
we take a pause?
Okay.
Can we take
three,
a pause?
No, I agree. I'm
you went to
that
each
one.
Place like three times.
Yeah. It was like, hey, let's rehash the game, just like this series.
I would like to take. I would like
mid-game.
To take a count. You're referencing Skyward, so I'd like to take a count. Right, so there's inside the giant storm cloud with a ton of violence. Outside the giant storm cloud with a ton of violence. There's down on the ground in the volcano area. Down on the ground in the forest area. Down on the ground in the sand area. Not to mention in the sand area, in the water area, in the forest, in the water area.
That's the same place, though.
Not really, though. The
yeah,
water area
same,
in the forest is really
same,
different.
Like art styles and the same. Give
I'm
me
sorry
the,
they keep one art style in one game.
No,
I'm
like,
so,
give me
come
the
on.
Crazy variety that Wind Waker had.
It didn't. Wind Waker had much less variety
like,
than Skyward Sword.
Wind Waker felt
Wind Waker had way less variety than Skyward
Wind
Sword.
Wind Waker also just, you felt cooler in Wind Waker. I think. With a bow.
I didn't feel cooler,
story,
but
yeah.
it felt cooler to explore. And by that I mean you could explore in Wind Waker.
Yeah.
That was the difference.
I
felt
like
way
I'm
cooler in Skyward Sword.
You can explore a
sword.
Little bit
yeah.
in
no,
Skyward
no, no.
Sword.
But it's really contrived.
Yeah,
like,
well, yeah,
go explore.
Super.
There's some hookshot things here. You know,
yeah.
not saying there's anything up here,
that.
But...
Well, why can't we have a hookshot like in Ocarina of Time where you just hit wood and you go to it?
Yeah, but
now
that was only used in an actual, like... thing once. All the any exploration you did using that was only to get on top of the rooftops in Kakariko Village.
I snuck into the Gerudo Fortress with it.
Yep.
Oh yeah, they did use it in the Gerudo
yeah.
Fortress. Oh,
you
right.
have to, but you can skip past a bunch of like there's areas. Where
no,
you
do.
Past.
You do have to use it in the Gerudo Fortress.
Well,
yeah,
there's one spot where I would skip. I couldn't get through it when I was younger, so I would skip the area by hitting a treasure chest with it and pulling myself to it.
You're supposed to do that.
I think you're supposed to do that.
Is it? Okay, that would probably be why. But I mean,
but I understand
know.
What you're saying. Yeah, no, it felt like
it was like a puzzle to figure out. It wasn't
right.
like there's a
yes.
blazing target.
Now, this being
hit,
said,
like,
I would like to us. I would like to put into perspective this because Resident Zelda, nice and open world, just like that. Zelda 2, nice and open world, just like that.
Yeah, Zelda 2 wasn't that big of an open world, but yeah.
No, but I mean, it's open world in the sense that it wasn't contrived
yeah.
and linear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Link to the Past wasn't, you know, contrived and linear. Link's Awakening wasn't contrived and linear. Ocarina of Time wasn't contrived and linear. Majora's Mask wasn't contrived and linear. Wind Waker wasn't contrived and linear. Twilight Princess wasn't contrived and linear. Skyward Sword, contrived and linear.
Yep.
Once. Out of so many games. And if they would have put out one that was just like the old games, people would have been like, well, I wish they would do something a little less like this and do something different. So please just remember that every Zelda game before that has been the kind of Zelda game you want. And
that's
they just
true.
Did it once.
Twilight Princess wasn't the kind of one.
Well, it was...
It's
it was,
a wonderful game.
It was a wonderful game. You're just grumpy because you didn't own a GameCube.
I didn't own a Wii because...
Yes.
Well, I
no, that's fine.
But I think that in Skyward Sword, especially, you just... The story was the level of story I wanted out of a Zelda game. I just wanted more.
I really hope they don't go any more than that, though. That was almost too much.
Yeah, that was a good amount.
Like, you
just
really
got to
be careful.
More
yeah.
expansive. The way that
also no voice acting ever. None
I
of that.
I really enjoyed Twilight Princess except for some of the like plot holes in it.
Plot holes? The plot was like this big. It's very hard to put holes.
Yeah,
in
but
there
were still.
Oh, you mean like the thing at the end of
the
rebellion?
End.
Yeah,
basically
it, not plot holes, but plot poor as a
lapses in logic. Points
right.
where I was like, why don't they just do this
yeah.
and not have to
yeah.
fight a million
yeah.
hobgoblins or whatever they're called, moblins?
Yep. No, I know what you mean. So. Okay, I can understand you not liking Skyward Sword, but fine. Everyone before that. Ocarina of Time, Wind Waker, Majora's Mask, Link to the Past, Link's Awakening. Not Zelda 2 because it sucks, but Zelda 1. All of those. I mean, they did one Zelda game that wasn't your style. Don't think that that means they've ruined Zelda.
Oh, I don't think
yeah.
they ruined
no,
Zelda.
Like,
I hope they don't go
a
in
a lot of people are like, they've ruined Zelda because they've done...
Well,
it's like...
What?
That being said, if you do think Twilight Princess is bad, Spirit Dookie and Phantom Dookie are bad... And if you think Skyward Sword is bad, that is four in a row that are bad.
Yep.
So that would be your reason.
And you throw in New Super Mario Bros. 2.
Right? And you're like, eh.
See, what I feel is that Nintendo's starting to run out of ways to rehash their games creatively, so just rehashing them uncreatively.
Yes. Most of their games. What was fun,
that
I mean,
said they're
actually by most I
like
mean
casual.
Mario and
they're,
Zelda.
They're flagship things.
That being said,
also
Metroid was rehashed creatively
and it was
bad.
Yeah.
I thought it was fun. I thought it was a fine game, and if it would have been an independent IP, I'd be like, oh, this is a cool little...
That's true, but that's the same thing Mario Bros. 2.
No,
if that was an independent... No, if a third... If Sony came out, the Little Big Planet people came out with a platformer that good, everyone would hail it as, like, this wonderful... They gave Little Big Planet a 93, and the platforming in that is horrible.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't give, if you took all the sprites and made them, you know, cut out cookie people in New Super Mario Bros. I wouldn't feel that way necessarily.
No, but you, I know, like, everyone would, though.
Yeah, probably, but.
Okay, alright, gather around, everybody, gather around, gather around. It's time for my favorite segment of the week. Guess what the game is about? By me giving you one piece of information about it. Last week I gave you the title of the game and you had to tell me what it was about. You guys did terribly, but eventually you got it. It's kind of like, what's that game where I say, like, I get a word and I have to describe it without saying the word?
Word associate, I don't
know. Whatever it is.
Charades.
It's like charades, but with words.
I don't know, something like that. So this week I'm giving you the box art of the game and you have to tell me what the game is about. And these tend to be...
Japanese. Is the title... it's in Japanese.
Yes, they tend to be Japanese games because they're much harder to understand what they're about because of Japanese. All right, is everybody ready?
I'm ready.
I want you to see this because this is weird. What is this game about?
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
No, the thing in the top, the upper right, actually...
Yeah, the upper left.
No, look at the thing in the upper left.
Yeah, those are tingles.
He's, like, hanging himself.
Those are tingles.
No, they're Pikmin. That's clearly Pikmin.
They're tingles.
It's...
Tingles deformed... Siblings.
It's like,
if you're listening to the podcast, there'll be a link to the picture.
Or it'll be the cover photo for this.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Just like how the
no
nice
no this is definitely about bug catching.
All right, everyone, go around. Tell me, what do you think the genre of this game is, Laura?
Children like fun.
Children torture.
Children
fun. That's not
I'm pretty sure
fun.
It's about
children like family fun game where you catch butterflies.
Okay,
that's the new Mario, isn't it?
Hypnotizing kids and
Max?
No, it's like a camera editing software, so you get to take pictures of your friends and family and skew them on these deformed,
the top
horrible
left.
Creatures.
The thing on the top right is going to
Nick, do you have any guesses?
Pikmin.
That's... All right, so I will say the closest so far... What did you say, Laura?
Like children's fun...
No,
like
the one
like
you described
kind of like
the game.
Nintendogs, or like, you know, fun,
okay.
But
it was
fun.
It's the closest, it's kind of you and Max, but you're not really that close. So I'll give you a hint. It has to, the English name of the game.
Does it have
the
same
Japanese
box art?
Name is Kobito, it's not coming out here. The Japanese name is Kobito Dukan. I don't know, it means like evil dwarves or something, or not evil dwarves.
Oh my god, you have to defeat gnomes in a garden?
It's called...
It's definitely an AR game.
Oh, it's the... Okay, the name of the game is Encyclopedia of Dwarves.
Huh.
Any better guesses?
So do you, like, collect
That's the direct
dwarves?
Translation.
Like, you have to find all the dwarves, kind of like fish in Animal Crossing?
Yes, only it's more similar of...
Do you have to take pictures of things, and then, like, the dwarves appear there?
I don't think so.
You touch them, and then they capture them.
So the closest guess so far, and probably the most correct you're going to get into that nonsense, is... You are essentially cataloging these Kobitos, the Dukans, which are
the
dwarves. Nightmare dwarves. These
nightmare
are very, very popular in Japan right now. It's kind of like, you know how like Domo and Hello Kitty got popular?
This is terrifying.
Well, it has to do with some Japanese word I can't remember the name of, but it's the word to describe things that get so ugly that they're cute again. I don't think these are cute again. I think these are scary.
No.
Look at them. Seriously, that's
like
really
you're
scary.
You're talking like pugs, though, or something like that.
Yeah,
sort
they
of.
Are
yeah, like
so
that.
Ugly that they're cute. This is, like so terrifying, I'm going to have nightmares.
Those cats that you love.
The squish face.
Yeah.
Like Jack, if you saw this in the middle of the night, like that's, that's a scary thing.
Really close, yeah,
in the dark,
yeah.
No, that is a really scary...
If you
want to
put a close-up
anyway,
of that also.
I might do that. The game is about... You essentially are... It's kind of like a... hidden picture game or whatever, where you click around and you find like the dwarves and then it tells you.
Well, I said that.
And that, yeah, you sort of did, but you said like taking pictures of stuff, like trying to take a picture, but
and you click
it's actually, it gives you scenarios and you have to like find the dwarves and sort of encyclopedia
like
them. You don't like that guy?
Yeah, it's sort of fun.
Make it stop looking at us.
So these are very popular in Japan.
It's like Pikmin gone wrong.
It's really
it's
weird.
It's like Nightmare Pikmin.
It's like Tingle Pikmin Nightmare.
It's like, you know...
I said that. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's what that game's about. I hope you all had fun playing. None of you got it exactly right to match the Wikipedia description, but if someone does, you win a car, just so you know. But you have to get it word for word with the Wikipedia description, which is a very difficult task. Now,
difficult.
Last thing of the day. Podcast.
Internet.
Yeah.
It's time for the list.
Last thing, it is time for the list. The list this week is easy because we weren't being creative. We couldn't think of anything.
It's
so fine. Top 10 GameCube games, not necessarily by how good they are technically, but purely by how much fun we individually had with them. Does anyone want to start?
You know what? Wait, first. If anybody has, like, ideas for top 10s, you should send them in.
Yeah,
exactly.
We're
not creative. We can't think.
That's fine. If you guys
we literally
had
no
that's
creativity.
We need
it's
you
pretty
darn
close. Last week's was creative, though. I like that.
Yeah, that was cool.
I'll start.
Nick, why don't you start? What are your top 10 GameCube games?
Okay, well, I got a tie for number one. But that's because they're both the ones that just spent all my time on.
Start at 10.
10?
You go from 10 to 1.
In that case,
worst to best.
Mario Sunshine.
Okay, sure. Number 9.
Nightfire.
I agree with that. Nightfire is awesome.
It's one of my favorite first person shooters.
It's probably the best Bond game, honestly. Except maybe the new GoldenEye, but...
No!
Well, what's better?
I don't know,
Nightfire is the best.
No, GoldenEye is the single player of the new GoldenEye is definitely better than the crap single player
no.
of...
No.
Single player was stiff as a
space,
brick.
But
it was like, gameplay-wise, it was stiff as a brick.
And Rook, and when you shot Rook down from the...
Yeah, that was really fun. That... I like all the snowmobile chase and like all that kind of that was.
I'm a bigger
game.
Fan of the new GoldenEye.
I just think it's ridiculous. Like, it got to this point of ridiculousness where it broke the emotion
more like
for me.
Really great. So.
The new GoldenEye.
Whatever, man. Number 8.
Spider-Man 1.
Number 7.
Burnout.
That game was fun, but I didn't even know it was on GameCube.
I got it on a whim and it kept me entertained for a really long time. Right.
Next.
Resident Evil 4.
Fair enough.
I don't need to say much about that. It was a good game all around. Number 5, right? No, 3. Wait, what are we on?
4.
You just said Resident Evil.
No, that was 5. It's confusing because there's a 4 on the title.
Mm.
Rogue Squadron, Rogue Leader.
Fair enough.
Then I really, really liked Skies of Acadia.
Okay.
That was like one of the only JRPGs I've ever enjoyed playing. Mostly because I like pirates.
So Final Fantasy VIII.
To that Wind Waker.
Okay, good. Number 2.
Really good.
Number 1.
Oh, that's a tie.
Right, you said this.
Twin Snakes and Enter the Matrix. Now, hear me out on this.
No.
The only knowledge I have of Enter the Matrix is when some guy came into GameStop and was like, hey man, I really gotta sell this. And the guy was like, oh, I'll give you a quarter. Sold Enter the Matrix for a quarter and left the store with it happy.
Level design.
So I just assumed it was horrible.
Level design. Eh. Graphics. Eh. But my god, so many guns. And if you put, they had a whole hacking mode, like a computer terminal, and you hacked it. If you did that, you had infinite slow motion, infinite ammunition,
god,
infinite hand-to-hand.
Horrible.
You feel so cool.
It's like a Max Payne, infinite slow motion.
Kind of, infinite slow motion. And it did all the things that like Max Payne 3 is just doing now.
That's a bloody game.
But you could do, like, all sorts of crazy flips. You could do martial arts if you felt like it. You have sword fights. You could shoot stuff. All
right.
It was one of the best action games I've ever played. And it had all these, like, actual movies. They just filmed more movies.
Oh, yeah. I heard about
and
that.
Put
they
that
really
in,
really
and that's
just,
really fun.
Yeah.
And it's actually... It doesn't follow the Matrix storylines at all. It's a side story to the Matrix movies.
Yeah.
Which is the best way to make a video game.
Yeah.
I think.
Yep.
And then the Twin Snakes is just one of my favorite games.
I can't argue with favorites. Max. Dun 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 dun. I put as well. I'm glad to make it happen. No.
Dun 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 dun.
Me and Nick agree. Super Mario Sunshine was amazing. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, Smash Bros. Melee.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about that?
I don't know.
Can't knock it.
Can't knock it till you knock it. Number 8, Pokemon Coliseum.
Yeah, I agree.
It was the first like actual like 3D Pokemon world.
I
it introduced stealing Pokemon.
Oh yeah,
Yeah,
like,
I
you actually
like,
stole
you catch Pokemon. You had to steal them.
Yeah,
well,
that's stupid. I wanted to be like, "Where's my Arbok?"
Well,
that's because they just make a game that was like Pokemon,
right? But
Silver. 3D. Yeah, but 3D.
I don't get it.
Silver being the last Pokemon.
Too many Pokemon.
Enjoyed.
All right, fine. Number 7.
Let's see. Mario Kart Double Dash. Having two people on a cart.
If you play with a friend.
I forgot about that.
Better amend your list.
Shoot.
Your list is really neat.
Yeah.
And that's what I felt disappointed with Mario Kart Wii.
No, but Mario Kart Wii was actually a better game, but like it just didn't have the silly game.
It didn't have the silliness and the epic.
Yeah, no, actually playing
social part.
Co-op.
Yep.
On that, yeah. No, it was great. Fine. Number 6.
Sace. Legend of Zelda Four Swords Adventure.
Anyway. Yes. I was going to say we should play it after the show.
It's because it was only limited edition. Now I can't get it on this
one. I know. That's
retarded.
They're not even selling it for money, but what are you going to do?
What was that? 5?
Yeah.
Twin Snakes.
All right, fair enough.
It was my first shooting game. It was pretty tight.
First game with a gun.
Yeah. First game with a gun.
How do you feel about, like, do you feel the original is now a little bit worse because of the upgraded graphics? Metal Gear Solid 1.
The original Metal Gear Solid, I think, is just it's
flawless.
Not
I have not seen.
I don't know. I like the GameCube version because it had the first person view. When I played that 2, I was like, wait, why am I overhead?
Yeah.
Oh,
and that was a little bit weird for me.
I think for the original
one has
PlayStation
atmosphere.
Version,
better atmosphere, better graphics, better music.
Better greens.
Twin Snakes is better.
Better
music.
Pizza. Papa John's.
Music.
It's like all MIDI in the original one.
I know. It's like we just got that really great PS1 atmosphere.
PS1 atmosphere. That's why.
It's the best kind of atmosphere.
Glass is awesome.
It's the best kind of atmosphere.
The amazing number 4.
Let's get through this.
Yeah.
Animal Crossing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Number 3. Paper Mario. Thousand Year Door.
Stupid game, but okay.
No, it was freaking amazing.
Yeah,
all the partner characters had so much personality.
I haven't played it, honestly, so.
Each chapter was really good. And right. Let's see, number 2, Pikmin 2.
Number 2, Pikmin 2. 2. Better than Pikmin 1?
Yeah, I played Pikmin 1, I rented it.
Which one has the timer and which one doesn't?
The first one does.
Okay.
The second one I really like because there was no time limit. You could see like the collection of like all the enemies you could throw.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about it. So
number one. Crystal Chronicles.
Nice surprise. I would honestly again I'd probably agree
it's with you. It's amazing game. I'm gonna make you
seriously,
play.
Seriously, no, just
I rented it, played it for 20 minutes.
Did you play it with 3 other people?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, we played Melee instead.
Go away.
We put it back
Jack,
in the case.
What's your top 10? Go away. Jack, what's your top 10?
Okay, I've got an honorable mention of Ikaruga.
That's fine.
Really justify being on the list.
Okay.
It's not actually that fun. You know,
that's okay.
But,
it is. Yeah, it's just frustrating.
Numero Diez.
He speaks Spanish. Ask him.
Pikmin 1.
All right.
Number 9.
You better have both Pikmins on.
The Legend of Night, or James Bond.
The Legend of James Bond Nightfire.
Number 8. And okay, this is where it gets good. Super Mario Sunshine.
All right.
Tremendous atmosphere, solid platforming, all that good stuff. Number 7. This is really close. It was kind of like two great platformers. Even though a lot of people probably wouldn't agree with me, but Sonic Adventure 2 Battle.
You know what's funny is a lot of people on the site actually always talk about how great that game is.
Honestly, the soundtrack, world class. The gut dang.
If someone put out a CD with those songs on it, it would be like zeros on Metacritic.
Yeah, I know that, but I don't care. Like,
yeah, that's fine.
All
right.
Was
that
great.
6?
That's great. That was number 7. Number 6 is Resident Evil, the remake.
Yep.
Because it's tremendous. Number 5 is Super Smash Bros. Melee.
Sure, whatever.
Incredible fighting game. Not maybe.
Trophies.
Yeah.
Love the trophies.
Yep.
Are you okay?
Yeah,
she's tired.
No,
keep going.
That's
how it is. Keep
long.
On.
Yeah. Number 4, Paper Mario Thousand Year Door, because Intelligent Systems is a great, 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 great,
right.
great developer.
Number 3?
Resident Evil 4.
Okay.
Because of...
Can't argue with that. Number 2?
And this is another tough one. 1 and 2, I mean, you kind of know
that's
they are already. But Wind Waker's number 2 and Twilight Princess number 1.
Fair
it's
enough.
Really tough. You could go either way, but
yep.
I had to pick
one. All right. Laura.
Okay. 10. Melee or Double Dash, it's tied.
Hey, they're very similar games. It's hard,
you know,
it's hard to
pick.
You
have friends.
I thought Double Dash was kind of poop, so.
If you play it alone, yeah. But you need friends to play Double Dash.
Well, no.
The GameCube, I felt, was very social.
That's fair.
I just remember the clicky switching. Animal Crossing, number 9.
Alright.
Number 8, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah, I forgot about that game. I did have a lot of fun with that.
That's such a fun game.
Number 7.
7, Pokemon Colosseum.
Hurry up now.
Because it was great.
Sure.
6, Nightfire. 5, Luigi's Mansion.
Oh, everyone forgot about that game.
Everyone kind of just like, oh, I mean.
I loved it.
He hangs himself, you know.
Yeah,
I, you know, yes, but.
No, that makes it better, though.
The
that sort of thing
is
what good Nintendo
Luigi.
Games.
That's like the creepy people in Galaxy. That's the only good thing about Mario Galaxy, is the creepy people.
And the rest of
oh
it.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I saw that.
Nice try, Austin. All right.
All right.
The best part
number
of the game
what?
Is,
sorry.
Never mind, whatever.
All right.
4, Backyard Baseball All-Stars.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
With the little kid versions of the
Pablo.
Baseball players. Like
yep.
Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson.
Mike Piazza.
That was the best. And then the random, like, weird all Backyard Baseball ones.
Pablo.
Yeah, Pablo!
Uh-huh. All right.
And the Asian girl.
Number 2?
Three, Super Mario Sunshine, duh.
Sure.
2, Twilight Princess, 1, Wind Waker.
All right. Final list. Awesome.
List.
Number 10 is Animal Crossing because it's fun. Number 9 is Four Swords Adventures because it's fun. I actually played a single player and I thought it was really fun.
It is. It's kind of fun.
It's just fun.
Number 8, Rogue Leader because it's fun. Number 7, this is one that, Jack, you're going to be like, why? But Star Fox Assaults.
I really
love that game. I think because when I think back on it, I forget about the walking sections and only think of the flying sections, which I really loved.
Yeah. Weren't there only like 2 flying sections?
No, it was like 50-50.
If you would have said to like Dragon Ball Z Budokai, then we're good.
Yeah,
I just
thought that
I
couldn't put Budokai.
I'm okay.
Number 6, Resident Evil 1. Number 5, Dr. Nightfire. Number 4, Metroid Prime.
The good doctor,
Dr. Nightfire. Number 4, Metroid Prime Boo.
That's going on there. It's just that throw Pikmin out. That's just in the list somewhere.
Yeah.
That's
number 3, Twilight Princess. Number 2, Wind Waker. Number 1, Resident Evil 4.
I can't believe I forgot Metroid Prime.
I had to put Resident Evil 4 at the beginning. All right, that's that. We're going too long. Bye.
Bye.
Yep. Bye.
Bye, people. Bye, internet.
Think you're not gonna say bye? Bye. All
right. Last episode.
Bye. That's my favorite part.
Last episode. My heavens.